It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Coming up, details on Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising. Stay tuned after the break. Topic number 5 today, a win-win for Xi. Talking about Xi Jinping, based on an insightful analysis by independent journalist Pepe Escobar, who's been watching Asia for years. He notes that the handshake in Beijing between representatives of the governments of Iran and Saudi Arabia instantly buried literally trillions of dollars of American investment in trying to divide and rule West Asia. And sadly, I think Mr. Escobar is correct. It's also enhanced China's standing as a broker of world peace. Global leaders now seeking out China's leader for global solutions. Now, relations between Iran and the Saudis have a long way to go. They are still trying to wrap up a proxy war in Yemen, but that appears to be underway. That handshake is the first step towards rapprochement between those two governments as they are now reestablishing formal diplomatic relations for the first time in 7 years. That handshake also leading to the formal invitation of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad to the Arab League summit in Riyadh next month. The process actually began with Russia stepping in during Syria's civil war to save Bashar al-Assad in Syria from being carved up by NATO and the Saudis' allies in the Gulf Cooperation Council. This diplomatic baton then handed by Putin to Xi, which is working to make clear to both the Persian Gulf kingdoms and to the mullahs in Iran that Iran's fear of revolutionary Shiism, or rather the Sunni monarchy's fear of revolutionary Shia Islam, is now as counterproductive as Tehran's dread of being encircled by Salafist jihadis from the Sunni world. Now, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he is no fool. He instantly saw how China's work here, the offer to broker a deal, works into his modernization plans. MBS sees Saudi Arabia as a hub for tourism and high-tech investment, a sort of Dubai, United Arab Emirates, on steroids. This rapprochement between the Saudis and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Syria caught Washington, D.C. off guard. The Wall Street Journal reporting this week that CIA Director William Burns visited Riyadh earlier this week to express frustration over being caught off guard by this deal. According to the journal, Burns told Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that the U.S. felt blindsided by the Saudis reaching deals with Iran and Syria. One can only imagine that the response by Mohammed bin Salman was, meh. This is the future of BRICS Plus now. The Saudis and the Iranians sitting at the same tables with Russia, India, China, Brazil, and other nations. Mexico reportedly interested in joining that alliance as well. From Beijing's point of view, President Xi sees this as part of the multi-trillion dollar investment in the Belt and Road Initiative. They want a corridor that runs from Central Asia to Iran and then beyond, possibly to Turkey. And then another one, which is searching for investment opportunities, running through the Arabian Sea, the Sea of Oman, and the Persian Gulf, bringing in the Arab oil kingdoms. In short, the Biden administration's ham-handed foreign policy has not isolated Russia and Syria as intended. It has, in fact, painted the West into a corner. Topic number 4, RFK Jr. And to that end, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tweeted last week, the collapse of U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia and the kingdom's new alliances with China and Iran are painful emblems of the abject failure of the neocon strategy of maintaining U.S. global hegemony with aggressive projections of military power. Ouch. He's not wrong. Which is why I predict we'll be seeing stories about Russia's influence over Robert F. Kennedy's just-announced presidential campaign in any minute now. Topic number 3, fake history. Disturbing story last week about a law professor falsely accused of sexually harassing a student in a reputation-ruining misinformation story shared by ChatGPT. This is the artificial intelligence-powered search engine being championed by Google and Microsoft and other high-tech companies out there. Criminal defense attorney Jonathan Turley, who I've cited on this program before for his honest legal analysis, critical of the woke agenda coming from a liberal, he is pointing out how this raises fears of the dangers of artificial intelligence. He was wrongfully accused in an article generated by ChatGPT of an unwanted sexual advance on a student during a trip to Alaska. The thing is that Turley never was on that trip to Alaska. The article cited as evidence a Washington Post article that doesn't exist, never published, and it allegedly occurred at a point in time when Turley was working for a company that he never worked for. Again, it's all fake history, and yet presented in such a factual, straightforward way that people might take it as authentic. The problem is that even though this is totally fake, it's the type of allegation that can ruin your career, ruin your life, whether it's true or not. It just highlights the dangers of giving too much power and placing too much trust in artificial intelligence. Topic number two, mixed signals. A stunning 2/3 of Americans say, quote, biblical accounts of the physical resurrection of Jesus are completely accurate, end quote. This is according to the 2022 State of Theology study by Lifeway. I mean, that's good news that 2/3 of Americans say, yes, Jesus was physically and bodily resurrected. The problem is, according to this study, which also found, by the way, that 51% of Americans say the Bible is 100% accurate in all it teaches. The study also found that 53% said the Bible contains helpful accounts of ancient myths, but is not literally true. And 40% see modern science as disproving the Bible. 32% say that they believe God is not concerned with their daily decisions. So, yes, a majority of Americans say Jesus literally rose from the dead, but it appears that a high percentage of them don't understand what that really means. As God said to the prophet Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Coming up, the most unexpected consequence of global warming yet. That and details of Skywatch TV's next virtual conference coming up in less than 2 weeks, straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is a huge web of deception that has been intentionally woven into the underbelly of everything we perceive to be reality here on Earth. And it is compounded by falsehoods uttered from the lips of our governments, militaries, and even the Vatican. But what is the lie? And what is at stake? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection. When you order the new documentary film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, Lies of Men and Gods, exposing the fallen angel agenda, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race from the Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive the 2 full-length bonus DVDs, Humanity's Twilight and Extinction Protocols. First, in the brand new groundbreaking documentary, Lies of Men and Gods, you will see how the globalists who control our governments, militaries, and parts of the Vatican are working to condition the masses of the world to accept the premise that aliens, set to arrive here on Earth very soon, are our technological, moral, and even spiritual superiors, and that they are in fact our creators. Featuring interviews with legends in Bible prophecy like Steve Quayle and Dr. Thomas Horn, this incredible expose burrows deep into the veiled reality of evil, which Satan is actively trying desperately to keep hidden from view. With never-before-seen footage of evidence that points to the absolute genetic corruption of human beings, this film endeavors to give you the unfiltered truth about who and what is actually controlling our planet. In The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection, you'll also receive Daniel Holdings' DVD presentation, Humanity's Twilight. This fascinating DVD delves into one of the most tumultuous times in recent American history and how modern-age pandemics are being used by governments of the world to usher in a massive loss of individual freedoms, civil unrest, famine, and even war. This video presentation serves as an outright warning about what's coming in the days ahead. But that's not all. Also included in this must-have collection is Daniel Holding's DVD presentation, Extinction Protocols. This powerhouse DVD brings you face-to-face with the realities of how globalists are, right now, plotting the deaths of over 90% of the Earth's population from forced medical interventions, alien disclosures, AI technology, and the end of paper money to the explosion of cryptocurrencies and precious metals. Extinction Protocols covers what you need to know in order to be prepared for what is coming next. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Time is short. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection may be the last opportunity to expose an evil that waits at our doorstep. It is a reality that is stranger than fiction. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, did not see this one coming. One of the most unexpected consequences of global warming, reportedly. If you're a baseball fan like me, I grew up in Chicago, rushing home from school every day so I could catch the end of the Cubs games on Channel 9 with legendary Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse and his trademark home run call, "Hey, hey!" every time Ernie Banks, Ron Santa, or Billy Williams would hit a home run. Sadly, not often enough for the 1969 Cubs, but I digress. Anyway, if you've noticed that there are more home runs being hit in recent years, you are correct. But unlike the explosion in home runs that took place in the 90s, where you had players like Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, Mark McGwire hitting, 60-plus home runs in a season, this is not caused by steroids. No, the recent explosion in home runs, according to a new peer-reviewed paper published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society by Dartmouth College researchers, they say it's caused by Earth's human-made warming. Yes, warmer air is less dense, which means more balls fly out of the park. This was their premise, and this was their conclusion. They claim that if current climate trends continue, researchers say there will be 192 additional home runs per year by the year 2050 and 467 more per year by 2100. Now, of course, you got some stadiums that are climate controlled, indoor playing inside a dome, but there are many parks, especially in the northern part of the country, that might be affected. According to the Dartmouth College researchers, the ballparks most affected will be Chicago's Wrigley Field, Detroit's Comerica Park, Target Field in Minneapolis, and Coors Field in Denver. Wrigley Field, you say? Bring it on. Fire up that SUV. Hey, hey! SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, coming up beginning April 21st. You essentially set the schedule for this conference by watching what you want to watch when you choose to watch it. Presenters like Tom Horn, Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, Pastor Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Vicky Joy Anderson, author of the excellent new book, They Only Come Out at Night, and many others. Our good friend Kenny C. with another fascinating presentation on the way. You can find the complete list of presenters and also, a summary of the SkyWatch Films documentaries that you'll get access to as well. Again, all of this for your registration fee. Everything gets released April 21st, 90 days access. So even if you sign up late after April 21st, you'll still get 90 days access. Find out more and sign up today online at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. We truly appreciate your support at SkyWatch TV because it makes possible everything that we do, and everything we do is oriented around Whispering Ponies Ranch, financing the work there so that children in foster care, troubled teens, can have access to the facilities without having to pay a dime. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com, or at whisperingponiesranch.com. But during the month of April, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of the book End Times Investigations by David Heavener. It's a wonderful book. Again, eye-opening stuff in there, written by a guy who's seen the inside of Babylon, Hollywood insider for many, many years, now producing content from a Christian worldview. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com, look for the red donate button, or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. Talking about jaw-dropping content, this week Daniel Holdings joins us with to discuss the new documentary film by Steve Quayle. What's the connection between what people think are extraterrestrials, the Vatican, and archaeology? It's just jaw-dropping stuff in the new Steve Quayle film. Daniel Holdings talking with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find the program online now at skywatchtv.com. You can also watch it at our Roku or Rumble, rather YouTube or Rumble channels. You can also watch it at Roku or Apple TV by adding the Skywatch TV app. You can also find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, or you can bring all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet with our free app. This brings you all of our content as well as important news updates three times a week, a calendar of upcoming events, and more. And it is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. You can then take the content, the video content, cast it to your TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. And we have links to these app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Just check the link in the top menu bar and download the app that's right for your device. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.